RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
So you described it in an interview you did this week as the most electrifying thing you've ever worked on. And why is that?
Well, we made it very, very quickly. You know, Sydney sent me the script, I think, in August. And then I was boots on the ground in Rome at the end of October. And basically, we were sprinting because Sid had to go shoot Anyone But You in mid-February. So all of us just had to simply rely on our instincts. We couldn't question our it was freeing in a way because we didn't have time to overthink anything. And I think the movie has this spirit and this like kind of almost like a punk spirit, even though it's shot very elegantly underneath it, that I loved it.
And for horrors, a lot of the time, I think there's a lot of pressure on it to be a scary movie. You know, you need a good storyline. You need it to be scary, which I think you achieved with this movie. But for you, did you feel a lot of pressure going into it, like trying to make it scary?
Oh, absolutely. And I will say, Sydney and her producing partner, Johnny DeVino, and David Bernad, who she had worked with on The White Lotus, that was their whole MO with me, is every time I came to them with an idea, I was like, hey, I have this idea. Immediately they would interject and they go, but is it scary? You know? And so the four of us really tried to shape it as try to make something as scary as possible and with a variety of scares. So there's jump scares in the movie, there's gore, but there's also this overarching sense of dread because the terror that's growing inside of her is absolutely inescapable.
It's brilliant, honestly, and I can't wait for people to see it and for the people listening today to watch it. But for you watching it for the first time, obviously you're very close to it as you were the director, but what was it like to watch it back for the first time? Did you find it scary?
Well, I don't find it scary at all. You know, I'm immune to it because I created it. I know what went into it. What was most thrilling was we premiered the film like just a few nights ago in front of 1,300 people, and to hear them lose their minds over like when the final cut to black happens at the end, because this is a movie that leaves you breathless.
Yeah.
The fact that people were cheering and applauding for something so brutal, just it warms my heart.
Well, Michael, thank you so much. Congratulations on an amazing movie and best of luck with it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.